Thank you, brothers, and greetings to you, brothers and sisters.
谢谢两位弟兄，而且弟兄姐妹们，大家平安。
Isn't that really a wonderful thing? We're not here today in a community or just a common interest group, but a true, real family.
这是不是一个很奇妙的事情？我们今天在一起，不是因为我们有共同的兴趣，或是来到一个社团，而是我们是一个真实的家庭。
So one more time, take a look to the left, to the right. These are really your brothers and sisters.
现在我们向我们的左边，向我们的右边看一看，这些人是我们真正的家人。
And this month, we're focusing on that reality that in Christ, we have become one family, God's family, and that He has plans for our families.
这个月呢，我们要特别的来集中来看一件的事实，就是因着在基督里，我们已经成为一家人，而且神对他的家庭有一个美好的计划。
So our pursuit is not to reinventOr improve the modern family model, but to conform our family to His master plan.
So, we in here, what we are trying to achieve is not to make the modern family more modern, but to conform to God's plan. We want to see and follow God's plan for family.
And our theme verse for this special month comes from a husband and a father who has a plan for his family. He says, "We will serve the Lord."
那我们这一个月的这个主题呢，就是在约书亚记二十四章十五节这句话呢，是一个父亲还有一个丈夫说的。他自己对他的家庭有一个计划。他说：“至于我和我的家，我们必定要侍奉耶和华。”
And Joshua is saying, "We're going into a foreign land, a hostile place that's full of false gods and competing worldviews and temptations to walk away from God."So we're making a plan now to follow the Lord.
因为他说，我们现在所要去的这个外邦地是一个很对我们很恶劣的一个地方，而且在那里呢，充满了是对我们非常敌对的地方，在那里充满了假神，而且在那边呢，这个世界观是跟我们很不一样的。我们会遇见很多的试探。这个时候呢，我们需要有一个计划。
So the family had a plan to follow God's plan.
所以呢，这个家庭呢就有了一个计划。他们说，不管怎么样发生什么情形，我们要跟随神的计划。
So what's that plan exactly?
那到底他们的计划是什么呢？
I'm so glad you asked.
很高兴大家能够问这个问题。
But I'll answer with another question. What do you think your family really needs? What do you think our church?Really needs at this time.
但是呢，我要先问大家一个问题：你觉得目前你的家庭最需要的是什么？而且你觉得我们这个教会家庭最需要的是什么？
Our truth today is that God's plan gives us something that we crucially need: discipleship.
那我们今天呢，所要看的就是说，神的计划呢，也是我们非常需要的，就是做门徒训练。
And that He designed our families.As the perfect vessel to disciple.
因为神设计了家庭成为一个做门徒训练最理想的器皿，最理想的地方。
In short, his call to parents and his call to us is give the people in your family more of me.
换句话说呢，我们被神呼召，我们这些做父母的是要把神给我们的下一代。
Today,As we look at this, there's also a tension, and the tension is that everyone that we know, all of us, are being powerfully formed, powerfully shaped by our families, by the places that we call home.
今天呢，我们有一个挑战，这个挑战呢，就是每一个人都被我们自己的家庭持续的、不断的，而且非常有强力的来影响到我们。
Our ethics, our emotions, our beliefs,Our pursuits, our politics, even which sports team we follow is being shaped by our family.
那比方说我们的情绪、我们的情感、我们的世界观、我们的价值观，甚至于我们对政治的看法，还有体育界我们喜欢哪一个球队，这些都被我们的家庭所影响。
who we think God is and the way we think the world works is being shaped by our family.
所以我们对神的认识，还有对这个世界的认识，也是受到家庭的影响。
So then that's our tension today. Who is actually shaping us, shaping our children, shaping our brothers and sisters?
所以我们现在就要对自己来问一个问题，也是对我们自己的挑战。到底是谁在塑造我们？到底是谁在塑造我们的小孩，还有我们的弟兄姐妹？
So our important family checkup for today is just simply one question. How can my family better live out God's plan for discipleship?
所以我们今天要问的一个问题就是我的家庭如何能更好地实行合神心意的门徒训练。
And so you don't tune out. When we say family today, we mean your home and we mean these people sitting with you.
所以今天我们要记得的就是当我们说到家庭的时候不单只是我们自己的小家庭而且包括坐在我们周围的弟兄姐妹
So let's take a look at where our truth comes from today. Will you turn with me to Deuteronomy 6? We'll look at verses 1 through 14 and as we turn there we'll give a little bit of a context.
Deuteronomy 6. 今天我们要看的经文呢就是在申命记第六章一到十四节那当我们在看的时候我们一边看我们就一边来解释 这些圣经节
So Deuteronomy means the second law or really the repetition of the law God has already given the law at Sinai and now Moses is recapping it
那申命记的意思呢就是第二个律法也就是说再重复一遍的律法因为神已经给以色列人律法在西乃山上的时候但是现在摩西呢他是在重新的再来概括的再述说一遍
And this is Moses' final act as he transfers leadership to Joshua and as the people ready to enter Canaan
那这是摩西在地上所做的最后一件事情然后他就要把他的领袖的职位来让给约书亚而且预备这些以色列人进迦南美地
And this farewell, when you read Deuteronomy, it pours out of Moses' heart. It's very warm and personal about what they need to hear.
而这里呢，摩西其实等于是他最后的临别的话，所以我们感觉到他非常的温馨，而且是出于他的心，而且非常的个人。
And the focus is on.This love relationship of the Lord to his people and the people to their Lord.
而且在这里呢，摩西所强调的是这一个爱的关系，神对他百姓的爱，还有他百姓对神的爱。
So as God's people stand on this border in Moab, what they're hearing is a covenant renewal.
在这里呢，我们可以想象一下，神的百姓站在摩押的边境，他们在这里重新的听一次神对他们。
And as they listen, they know that a generation has perished in the desert because they would not follow God's plan.
而且当他们在听摩西讲的时候，他们就知道他们的父辈、他们的父母没有办法进入迦南美地，因为他们并没有遵行神的计划。
So this is what they need to hear.
所以这里就是神百姓所需要听到的。
Now this is the commandment, and these are the statutes and judgments.What the Lord your God has commanded to teach you, that you may observe them in the land which you are crossing over to possess, that you may fear the Lord your God, to keep all of his statutes and his commandments, which I command you, you and your son and your grandson, all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. Therefore hear, O Israel, and be careful to observe it, that it may be well with you, and that you may multiply greatly.As the Lord God of your fathers has promised you, a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And this here is the great commandment from God.
So,do you want me to read through the scripture too?
No, just the...
Okay. So, 这边念的那个生命记第六章一到十四节在这边就是神对他们所吩咐的诫命
Love the Lord your God with all you are with all you have
因为他就说你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神
As we talk about discipleship, keep this in mind that this is the goal.
所以当我们在说门徒训练的时候，我们要记得这就是我们的目标。
We often think that God demands and wants 100 things from us, but what he really wants is our heart. He wants our love.
我们有的时候会想说神好像跟我们要求很多很多的东西，其实神真正要的就是我们的心和我们对他的爱。
And the problem is, it's very possible to give God a lot of your stuff without giving him your heart.
但是我们却常常，而且这是非常可能的，就是我们给神很多的东西，却不把我们的心给他。
So let's go on and read starting in verse 6. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart.
第六节。
Verse 7, you shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates. So it shall be when the Lord your God brings you into the land of which he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob,to give you large and beautiful cities which you did not build, houses full of all good things which you did not fill, hewn out wells which you did not dig, vineyards and olive trees which you did not plant. When you have eaten and are full, and then here comes his warning, after I've given you so much grace and so much provision for your family, be careful.
所以在十二节之前呢，这十二节呢就说，神已经给你们了这么多的恩典，现在你们要谨慎，要小心，这是一个警告。
We'll finish with these last three verses. In verse 12, then beware lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. You shall fear the Lord your God and serve him and shall take oaths in his name. You shall not go after other gods.The gods of the people who are all around you. So we come to this truth today. God has created the family for discipleship.
所以在这里呢，我们要看到一个真理，就是神他创造了家庭，为了要来做门徒训练。
So what is discipleship?
所以到底什么是门徒训练？
Maybe it helps to also know what it's not. It's not a course that we complete and where we could say, yes, I'm finally discipled.
那我们要先来看门徒训练不是什么。门徒训练不是一堂课，当我们把这堂课修完了，我们就说好了，现在我已经是基督的门徒了。
Discipling is not accomplished in a classroom.
所以门徒训练不是在课堂里面就可以完成的。
Discipling is walking really hand in hand with Jesus as you're walking shoulder to shoulder with other brothers and sisters.
门徒训练是与耶稣手牵手一起的行走，而且与弟兄姐妹肩并肩的一起往前。
It means that you're being shaped and transformed into a mature believer who thinks and acts and loves like Jesus.
换句话说呢，借着门徒的训练，我们可以被塑造，而且可以被改变，成为一个成熟的基督徒。我们可以，我们的言行和我们的爱，我们的生活都越来越像基督。
So what it is, it's a steady process of knowing, growing in, and experiencing Jesus.
换句话说，门徒训练呢，它是一个持续的过程，使我们在这个过程里面，我们来认识，我们成长，并且来经历基督。
As a disciple, you don't so much know stuff.As you know Jesus.
所以呢，做一个门徒，我们不是只是知道很多的东西，而是我们能够认识基督。
In Philippians 3:10, Paul gives us our target, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and may share in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death.
所以在腓立比书三章第十节，保罗就把门徒训练的宗旨和目标讲出来，就是使我能够认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得与他一同受苦，效法他的死。
I know my wife not because I know a lot of things about her, but because I live with her.
我认识我的妻子，并不是因为我知道有关她很多的消息，而是因为我跟她住在一起。
And that as we go through life, tackling tough times, experiencing joy, raising children, working on marriage, that we walk together.
因为我们在一起呢，我们可以经过许多的困难，我们也经过了许多喜乐的时光，我们一起教育孩子，我们一起我们的友情彼此的成长，我们越来越信任，这些我们就是一起的生活，一起的行走。
And just like any good relationship, it takes time, it takes investment to grow in Christ.
就像任何一个好的关系，这需要时间，而且需要能够把自己投资进去。
And then it takes time to invest in someone else to help them grow in Christ.
而且呢，我们需要花时间，在别人的身上，使他们也可以成长，更认识基督。
And that is the beauty of God's family plan, because the family gives us the time, and the transparency, and the touch with other people into which to pour in Jesus Christ.
这也就是家庭的美丽，这神的计划的美好。因为在家里呢，我们有这个时间，我们也可以彼此的透明，而且我们可以有接触的机会。
In a small group or a Christian community, we're always trying to find ways to get people together so we can pour into them. But in the family, it's built in.
因为像在小组里，或是我们在教会里，我们常常要努力的找时间，我们可以彼此的接触，多花的时间在一起。但是在家里呢，我们自然的就有这样子的机会。
But the danger facing the church today, the danger facing our homes, is an undeveloped, undiscipled faith.
今天教会和家庭所面临的一个危机，一个危险呢，就是我们的信心没有经过训练。
The problem happens when people are converted, but they're not steadily poured into.
为什么会这样子呢？就是当人信主了以后，他们并没有经过训练被栽培。
And the trouble is that our children or people in our small groups will have a shallow faith, or they'll have big misunderstandings about God, be more prone to follow false gods, or they'll just have a stunted growth.
当他们没有被训练，没有被栽培的时候，有这个危机呢，就是他们的信心是非常肤浅的，而且他们很容易的就可以误解神，而且很容易的就会去追随别的神或是别的思想理念。
So what does this look like?
所以到底这是什么门徒训练是什么样子呢？
Let's go back to the scripture and see that we disciple by teaching and training daily, naturally,And intentionally.
让我们再回到圣经里，我们就可以看见门徒训练呢，是我们要不停的训练和教导，而且这是每天的，是很自然的，而且非常有意识的。
You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up.
像第七节说，你要殷勤的教训你的儿女，无论你住在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论。
So it's daily. Discipleship happens between Sundays.
所以呢，这是必须是每天做的，就是不是只是主日而已。
And it's natural. Discipling is experiencing Jesus in the mundane, common events of life.
而且这是非常自然的，就是在我们平常每天这个琐碎繁琐的事情里面，我们可以经历基督。
It's not in lectures, but it's in these teachable moments that happen in the rhythms of our everyday life.
所以这不是只是讲一篇道，或是对他有一些的教训，而是在我们每天的生活中，我们可以经历的。
Most of my greatest lessons learned were driving in the car with my father as we listened to music that I like. We talked about films. We talked about current events.
许多非常宝贵的功课，我自己学到的呢，都是我跟我的父亲在开车的时候，在那时候我们可能听。我喜欢的音乐，我们在谈论一些的电影或是一些的时事。
Without citing verse numbers, my father was explaining God to me and connecting the reality of all these different things and giving me wisdom and teaching me how to reason with God.
而且虽然我父亲可能他并不会就把圣经节就背出来，但是他却用神的话呢，在我们的这个谈话之中，他可以慢慢的来教导我，让我知道怎么样有智慧，而且怎么样可以知道神的意思。
And it was out throwing the football or over dinners, really one-on-one that he exposed to me what's wrong with our broken world and then what's really wrong with me.
有的时候是我们在一起打足球的时候，或是我们在吃饭的时候，他可以他可以告诉我们这世界是有些什么地方是不对的，或是我自己身上有些什么地方是错的。
I'm really grateful that he didn't preach to me, but he just proclaimed to me God's goodness as we went through life's ups and downs and just as we walked, as we talked.
我很感恩，就是他并不是只是对我讲道，而是在当我们在一起经过人生里面有许多的高低的时候，他告诉我神的话和真理。
And then we need to be intentional about this.
而且呢，我们做门徒训练必须是很有意识的。
Scripture says, "You shall teach them diligently to your children."
因为圣经告诉我们，你必须要殷勤的教训你的儿女。
Again, in case you're tuning out, you don't have children. This means people around you, also.
那我想跟大家说，如果你没有孩子，这其实也包括我们属灵的孩子，我们周围的弟兄姐妹。
While discipleship happens daily, it happens in common events. It doesn't just happen by itself.
虽然说我们说门徒训练是每天的，而且是很自然的发生，但是它不会自己就发生的。
That's why we get all of those shells. You shall write them. You shall bind them. You shall speak them. You shall put God on display.
这就是为什么在圣经里面，这刚刚我们读的这一节，我们就看见神说了很多，你要这个，你要这个，你要做这个，做那个。
Deuteronomy 4 tells us, be sure to pass them on.
而且他说，你必须要把它传下去，传给你的子孙。
I think one of the things we need to be most intentional with in our plan is teaching and training a worldview.
我想我们最主要的呢，我们必须要给他们一个正确的世界观。
What this means is that we're aiming to disciple people to have this comprehensive biblical way of viewing everything in life.
换句话说，我们要训练他们，所以他们可以有一个完整的，而且是合乎圣经的世界观。
Then we give this connected framework to what life in Christ looks like, how we make decisions, how we vote, how we play sports, how we choose schools, how we have goals.
我们要给他们的是一个框架，让他们看见我们在基督里，我们是怎么样来做决定，我们是怎么样的来看我们现在的文化，我们怎么样来有一些的世界观，甚至于我们怎么样选举。
If you're familiar with the book of Proverbs, it is just that. It's a father discipling his son and trying to get him to be wise in all things.
就像在箴言书，箴言书就是一本很美丽的书，在这里，他的父亲教导他的孩子。
It takes on every subject in life and connects them together to show God's wisdom.
在箴言书里面，就讲了各式各样的的题目，各式各样人生里面的事情，而且把它串联起来，在这里看见神的智慧。
So that's what it looks like. How do we do it?
所以这就是应该是这个样子的。那现在我们怎么样做呢？
A few things that I can say what I think works best.
有一些事情呢，我可以说，当这些这样子，我们必须要这样子的先决条件，我们才能做好门徒训练。
The first is that I disciple best when Christ is first in my life.
第一点就是说，除非神在我的生命里面是居首位，我才能做好门徒训练。
Again, God's word, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart.
因为神的话说，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上。
It's like those airplane masks in an emergency. You got to put yours on first before you try helping other people next to you.
就像我们在飞机上，我们需要有紧急的时候，我们必须要自己先把那个口罩戴上，然后我们才可以帮助旁边的人把他的口罩戴上。
I think to teach while you walk and do life doesn't mean setting a reminder. I need to get on that. It's something that pours out of you naturally because it's in you.
所以当我们说我们必须要教导的时候，并不是我们要在我们的日历上记下很多提醒我们的事，我们必须要这样说，我们必须要这样做，应该是很自然的从我们的心，从我们的生命里面活出来。
Very simply, you can't give what you don't have, right?
换句话说，如果我们自己没有，我们就没有办法把它传下去。
And it means not just that God is in my life, but that he is the first place in my life.
而且不单只是神在我的生命里面，神必须在我的生命里面居首位。
Sometimes I think it's like if I pay for these expensive piano lessons for my child and I send them and then remind them to study. And then when they ask, why am I doing this, Dad? I say, don't worry, it's going to be very good for your life.
就好像呢，我为我的小孩付了昂贵的学费，让他们去学学钢琴，而且告诉他们你要开始练琴，要练琴。他们就问我为什么，我就说这对你是好的，对你的生活是好的。
But what happens when they look back at me and they say, Dad, if it's so good, why can't you play the piano? Why are you passionate about this?
那但是他们可能会回想起来，如果这真的是好的，那爸爸你为什么不会弹钢琴？你为什么不学钢琴？
As I grew up, God bless her, my mom kept taking our family to church even when our family fell apart in a divorce. And to her credit, thank God she took us to good churches. I grew up listening to Alistair Begg preach.
那当我在成长的时候呢，神祝福了我的母亲，她一直的都带我们去教会。虽然后来我们的家庭破裂，我们的家庭离婚了，但是我的妈妈继续的带我们到教会，而且是一个很好的教会。
But when I moved to live with my father in high school, I saw something very different.
但是当我在高中的时候去搬去跟我父亲住，那我就看见了一个不一样的情形。
My dad told us to go to church too.
我爸爸也告诉我们要去教会。
But while I think my mom saw a benefit in us going to church or being in church, I could tell that my dad valued having Christ in him.
因为我看见我的母亲呢，她看见我看见我母亲呢，她认为去教会是好的。但是我的父亲呢，他却更珍惜的就是基督在我的里面。
My mom knew that church was good for us, but my father personally knew the goodness of God, and that's what he shared with us.
我母亲知道教会对我们是好的，是有好处的。但是我父亲呢，他认识神的美善，而且他把神的美善跟我们分享。
Every morning on my way out to school, I would pass my father in the living room on his knees with his Bible open, praying. I never saw my mom do that one time.
每天早上在我出门去上学之前，我会在客厅里看见我的父亲跪在地上祷告，他的圣经摊开在他的面前，但是我从来没有看见我的母亲这样做。
I saw it modeled in my father's life, and I saw it come out of him in the fruit of the Spirit and how often he told me how amazing Jesus is.
我看见我的父亲是我的一个榜样，而且我真的可以看见圣灵的果子在他的身上。他常常跟我分享神的美善，神奇妙的大爱。
That brings us to the next thing very shortly. I think I disciple best when I keep the focus on God and the amazing things he has done for me.
所以这就是我另外一个点，就是当我们在做门徒训练的时候呢，我们必须要把它专注在神的所事，还有他奇妙的作为，他奇妙的作为。
Especially when I keep the focus on the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
尤其是当我们能够专注在耶稣的生活、他的死和他的复活。
Because we're not teaching virtues.Or behavior modification, but we're teaching Christ.
因为我们在这里所要教的不是只是好行为、好品格而已。我们在这里所要传下去的是耶稣基督自己。
The Bible doesn't say, "Tell them, teach them, write them your good ideas and your advice."
因为圣经并不是告诉我们要教导他们你所认为好的理念。
But Israel is commanded to remind their children of God's deliverance, of His mighty works, of His salvation.Of His love,
圣经告诉我们，你要告诉你的儿女们，是说神所为你们做的事情，神对你们的拯救，神对你们的救恩。
Yeah, my next thing is that my discipleship is much more effective when I know why I'm doing this.
另外一个点呢，就是当我知道我为什么要做门徒训练的时候，我才能够做好门徒训练。
Verses 12 through 15, they tell us that.
在12到15节，这里给我们一个答案。
Beware, you and your children can forget the God who saved you, and you start to follow false gods.
因为在12节到14节呢，这里就说你要小心，因为你和你的儿女非常可能忘记将你从埃及地为奴之家带出来的耶和华。
We all live in this world, we work in it, we study in it, we walk in it, and when we do, we have its pressures, we have its lies, we have its temptations to chase after something else.
因为我们都活在世界里面，我们在世界里面读书，我们在世界里面工作，所以当我们在世界里生活的时候，我们非常可能受到诱惑，受到引诱，我们就会追随别的神。
Our hearts are these little idol-making factories that seem to be open 24/7 for production.
因为我们的心呢，好像就是一个偶像制造的一个工厂，而且呢是24小时这个工厂都开门在那边制造偶像。
We are tempted to chase after other gods. We're tempted to think of ourselves as God, and maybe more scary for the people around us to mix the truth of God.With half truths and mixed up things from the world.
我们会碰到各式各样的诱惑，使我们能够追随别的神。有的时候，我们把自己也变成神了。那更可怕的是，我们在周围有的时候是把真理跟虚假混合在一起，所以我们听见的呢是半真半假的东西。
Psalm 78 also gives us a great reason to disciple.
那诗篇七十八篇也告诉我们为什么我们需要做门徒训练。
We will tell the next generation about the glorious deeds of the Lord, about His power, so that they should set their hope in God.
因为他说我们要必须要向我们的子不要向我们的子孙隐瞒要耶和华的美德和他的能力，并他奇妙的作为，所以他们能够依靠神。
Two more. One is that I think my discipleship works well when I open up my life and I invite them to walk beside me the way Jesus did.
另外一个点呢，就是当我们把自己的生命向他们敞开，而且也邀请他们来跟我们一起同行的时候，我们才能把门徒训练做好。
In Matthew, we have Jesus inviting disciples to come and follow me. And in Mark, we see something beautiful. He says that he chose people to be with him.
这就是耶稣所做的。当耶稣拣选门徒的时候，他跟他们说：“来跟从我。”而且他说：“叫他们常与他同在。”
I think about that for a moment. That they struggled together, they prayed together, as they walked together. Jesus opened up the scriptures to them, and he taught them from things that they saw, from common experiences, from people that they met.
我们想象一下，他们在一起行走，他们在一起有挣扎，而且他们也在一起分享，在一起有困难，在一起解决。
He was discipling them as they went to weddings, as they went to synagogues, as they got ridiculed, as they saw fig trees, as they got hungry walking through fields, as they met different walks of people, and they faced storms, they faced persecution.
因为他比方说他们一起去 婚宴，而且他们一起进入会堂，他们也一起看见无花果树凋零，他们一起被人嘲笑，他们一起被逼迫，他们也一起曾经经过麦穗田，一起忍受饥饿，一起经历风暴，他们就是生活在一起。
What we don't see is Jesus teaching them and then saying I'll see you next Sunday.
我们没有看见主耶稣只是给他们讲一篇道，然后就说下个礼拜天再见。
Or even our children, great discipleship happens when we let them into our life, as we heard Joshua share, and we're vulnerable and transparent with them.
而且当我们在门徒训练我们的孩子的时候，我们也需要能够向他们敞开，就像刚刚 Joshua 弟兄讲的，他的父母就向他敞开，把他们自己的不足也告诉孩子。
And lastly, my discipling makes a very big difference when there's joy in my life.
另外，最后一个点就是我们的门徒训练可以做成功呢，我们必须要有那一份喜乐。
What was on full display to the disciples was the relationship between God the Father and God the Son, how it affected every decision Jesus made, and how intimate and beautiful their relationship was.
我想对门徒影响最大的就是耶稣跟他的天父之间那个美好的关系，他们之间这么的亲密，这么的相爱，这个会对门徒有一个很大的影响。
We will tell the next generation about the glorious deeds of the Lord.
我们必须要告诉我们的下一代神所曾经做过奇妙的作为。
What's the most glorious deed of the Lord that he's ever done in your life?
那么神在你的生命里面做过最荣耀的事情是什么？
Will you tell your children, will you tell the people around you that there is a God who loved me so much that he came down and died for me and it fills me with this unspeakable joy?
那我们最荣耀的一件事情，我们要告诉我们的儿女，告诉我们周围的人，就是耶稣爱我，爱到一个地步，他为我死，使我他为我死，而使我可以现在有一个说不出来的喜乐。
Seeing my dad walk with Christ wasn't just a much about how much he has changed, which was very real. You could see it.
那我自己的父亲呢？他与主同行，不单单是他的生命经过改变，他生命的确有很大的改变，是非常看得出来的。
But what was on display to me and my father was his relationship with God, and how truly happy he was about this God.
而且最让我震惊的就是他跟神的关系，而且他里面有这个说不出来的这个大喜乐。
I didn't hear you need to go to church. I hear, why don't you come and see how wonderful this God is?
所以我所听见的不是说你要去教会，而是他说你来看一看，看一看这位奇妙伟大的神。
When I call him and I'm facing something tough, my dad still says to me things like, you know, Kyle, I don't know much. I don't know what's going on, but I'm continually amazed by God's grace and by his love for us.
所以当有的时候我跟他分享我生命里的挣扎，我生命里的困难的时候，他会跟我说，儿子，我可能不懂很多的事情，但是我知道神是这么一位奇妙的神，他是用这样子一个大爱来爱着我们。
And when he says stuff like that to me, I can see him smiling through the phone the way I saw him across the dinner table so many times that God, this Jesus really gives him joy.
当我听见我父亲这样讲的时候，好像虽然是在电话里讲，我可以透过电话感觉好像可以看见他脸上的微笑。我曾经看见这么多次他那个微笑，当我们在吃晚餐的时候，所以我知道他跟主一起的同行呢，是给了他这么大的一个喜乐。
That's what I want my boys to think about me, that this God is actually cool, that following him is so real and so full of joy that they say, I want something like that.
我也希望我的儿女，我的孩子也可以这样想，可以从我的身上看出来，跟随耶稣是一件很酷的事情，而且跟随耶稣可以带来给我们生命里面莫大的喜乐。
So, I hope you haven't tuned out because you're not a parent.
我希望如果你不是一个父母，希望你就不要走神了，不听了。
This is for grandparents, this is for children, this is for anybody that's in the family of God. Amen?
因为这是给神的家里面每一位的。
The people around us, the people in our small groups and our fellowships, they really need discipleship.
因为我们周围的弟兄姐妹，我们小组里的弟兄姐妹，他们需要受门徒训练。
Simply, powerfully, discipleship is this intentional process of growing in Christ-likeness day by day.
因为这个门徒训练呢，就是每一天的一个过程，使我们更像耶稣。
It can help us have an apologetic for the real world because it connects everything in life to Christ.
因为当我们经过门徒训练的时候，我们对这个，我们才知道什么是一个真正的世界。因为门徒训练包含了生命里面许多许多的层次，还有许多的事情。
It is knowing the truth of Christ from his word and from the experiences of my life.
因为我们是让我们能够透过不单是神的话，还有我们生命里的经历来认识基督。
You know, last Sunday night I sat with a good father. I know him and he's earnestly trying to lead his home and he's trying to disciple his children.
上个主日呢，我坐在一个弟兄旁边，他是一个好父亲，我认识他，他也是在积极的想要来带领他的家和他的孩子。
And he turned to me and he asked this question that I've heard hundreds of times over the years.
那他问了我一个问题，这个问题呢，我已经听过千百遍了。
Our kids, they know a lot about Jesus, they know the things of God, but how do we give them an experience with God?
他就说我们的孩子知道很多，他们也听了很多，但是我们如何带领他们来经历神？
They have head knowledge, how do they get heart knowledge?
他们都是有头脑的知识，怎么样可以让那些变成他们心里的认识？
So there's the million-dollar question, how do we give someone an experience of God?
这是一个值得思考的问题，我们如何能够让人经历神？
In one sense, we can't. We can't put God into anyone's heart.
但是呢，简单的答案，我们没有办法。我们没有办法把神放在人的心里。
Our brother Paul Washer is helpful. We cannot convince anyone to believe any more than we can raise the dead. Such things are the work of God's Spirit. But people are brought to faith only through the supernatural working of God, and he has promised to work through, not through human wisdom or intellectual expertise, but through the preaching of Christ crucified and resurrected from the dead.
Paul Washer 他有讲过这么一句话，我想对我们会有很大的帮助。他说我们没有办法用言语来让任何一个人相信，就像我们没有办法靠着自己使死人复活一样。这些事情是神圣灵的工作，人只能借着神超自然的工作来相信神，但是神已经应许我们他会这样做。不单他神做事的方法不是借着人的智慧或是人的头脑，而是借着我们跟别人分享耶稣基督他的钉十字架还有他的复活。
But I hope we've somewhat answered that big question through this message today.
我希望我们今天的信息能够回答这个问题。
Because that's what we're called to do daily, naturally, intentionally preach Christ to our children.
换句话说，简单的说，就是我们被呼召要每天很自然的、很有意识的向我们的儿女介绍耶稣基督。
And something the Bible is clear about is there is no such thing as head knowledge without heart knowledge. The Bible doesn't separate the two. What we're really saying is our children have heard stories about God, but they do not know Him.
其实圣经里面呢，并没有把头脑的知识跟心理的认识分开，所以圣经里并没有讲这样子的。所以我们真正的意思呢，就是说我们的小孩他们听过一些耶稣的故事，但是他们并不自己认识耶稣。
But here is the great hope and here is the great truth. I believe sincerely that people can experience Christ through you.
但是我相信这是真理，而且我们非常的有盼望，就是我相信人可以借着认识你来经历耶稣基督。
If your family is really living in Christ, people will experience Christ and how your family is displaying and worshiping Jesus Christ.
如果我们的家庭是真的在活在主里的话，人可以借着我们看见我们的家庭还有我们怎么样敬拜神，能够经历神。
They will hear and see God as they see how you love people, how you follow God.And as you invite them, come and believe, come and reason, come and see the goodness of God.
当他们可以看见你的家是活在耶稣基督里，而且你是这样子的爱人的时候，当你邀请他们来，你说来，你们也来，也来看，也来经历，他们会来。
Again, Deuteronomy 4 says, Do not let these memories fade. Share them with other people about when you met God on Mount Sinai.
所以在生命记第四章摩西就讲说不要让这些记忆都消失掉，要跟别人讲，要跟别人去述说你如何在西乃山上遇见神。
We might say, but those are my memories, those are my experiences, how could they help somebody else?
但是你会说这些记忆这些经历都是我个人的，他们如何能够帮助别人呢？
Because we're a family, because we are people of community that testify to one anotherWhat we have seen God do and who God is. That's what we do.
但是我们记得我们是一个家庭，所以我们在家庭里我们要彼此的述说，彼此的见证神在我们个人身上所做的。
My faith is built on eyewitness account, something I didn't experience, but through that account, I experienced Christ.
因为我的信心呢，其实是建立在别人的见证上，别人的话语上。因为我有些事情我并没有经历过，但是因为我听见了这个见证，我就有了信心。
So my last call to you is, who around you can you disciple?
那所以我最后一个呼召呢，就是周围你有哪一个人，你可以帮他做门徒训练吗
？It's going to take time, but you can do it.
这是需要花时间的，但是你可以。
I encourage you also to reach out. Maybe you see someone and you ask them, Do you think you have time to teach me about God? Can I walk and talk with you?
但是我也非常的鼓励大家，你周围看一看，有哪一位你希望他们能够训练你？你可以跟他说，你有时间吗？我可以跟你一起同行，跟你谈谈话吗？
Last Sunday, I saw a very beautiful thing in the evening.
上个主日的傍晚，我看见了一件非常美丽的事情。
Some of you may have heard that there's this deer family that's following the Lord's plan to the great state of Texas.
我想我们中间可能你们知道，我们有一个我们非常亲爱的家庭，他们要跟随耶稣，他们要跟随主的带领，主的计划，他们要搬到一个非常好的州，就是德州。
And it wouldn't be me if I didn't take this last chance to embarrass them publicly.
这是我最后一次的机会，能够嘲弄他们。
But last Sunday, there were these very loving, touching tributes and testimonies to how much this family has impacted our youth and families in our church.
因为上个主日傍晚的时候，我们听见许许多多美好感人的见证，这个家庭如何在过去的几年触摸了许多许多的年轻人还有家庭。
Middle schooler after high schooler, they got up to share and they said things like, these are the godliest people I've ever met, and that these people are personally responsible for discipling me and leading me into a deeper faith with Jesus Christ.
许多初中生、高中生，他们站起来做见证，说这些人是我所见过最属灵的人，而且他们帮助我在属灵上成长，在主里成长。
People talk to their amazing patience, their grace, their dedication, their passion for prayer and God's word, and this Christ-like love that cared for them.
许多人他们谈到他们有这么的有耐心，他们有恩典，他们这么的委身，而且他们对孩子们的爱，还有对神话语的爱，还有祷告，那他们是这么的像耶稣，而且不断的关心照顾别人。
And praise the Lord for it, amen. People were responding to real fruit that came from people who took time to disciple them.
所以我们真的很感谢主，因为当有人他们真的愿意花时间去做门徒训练的时候，人会感受到，人会看见这个果子。
As I sat there listening, I was thanking God for this family too, and I was thinking something.
所以当我在那里听的时候，我真的为这个家庭来感谢神，我自己也在那里思考。
When it's all said and done, I sure hope my children give a testimony like that about their own parents.
所以我在那边想说，我也希望将来我的儿女也可以这样子的来为他们的家庭和他们的父母做见证。
Do you want that too?
你也希望吗？
You have a plan?
你有一个计划吗？
I mean, I really hope one day I can hear my kids say, you know, I saw that our family plan was directed by Jesus.And though it was never very easy, it was simple. We follow Jesus, we see how wonderful he is, and we just hold on for an amazing ride.
我希望将来我的小孩可以说，我自己的家也有一个计划，而且这个计划是从耶稣来的。他虽然不是很容易，但是非常的简单，就是要来看一看耶稣的美好，而且呢，把我们自己的心给他，我们紧紧的抓住他，与他同行。
I would love to hear my kids say, you know, our parents, they taught us day by day about the things of God, about the goodness of God, and experience of this gospel, this good news, and I want to be just like them.
我希望我能够听见将来我的小孩说，我的父母每天都在告诉我们神所做奇妙的事情，而且神的伟大，而且他们也让我亲自的来经历这个奇妙的福音，我希望他们能够这么说。
My great hope is hearing them say, you know, my father was far from perfect, and my mom even had some flaws, but man, they really love Jesus with a joy.
我希望我将来呢，我可以听见我的孩子说，我的父亲虽然他不是一个完美的父亲，我的母亲也有许多的缺点，但是我告诉你们，他们非常的爱主，而且他们身上充满了喜乐。
And now we're going to enter into a time of communion. We're going to come to the Father's table to glorify and thank the Son for what he has done for us.
现在我们要来擘饼，我们要来到天父的桌子面前，我们要来感谢他，感谢他的儿子所为我们做的。
I invite everyone to stand, and as we come to pray and to worship at this time, to remember again that we do this as brothers and sisters, as a true family, because of what Jesus has done for us.
我们大家一起站起来，我们在这个桌子面前，我们一起来纪念神的美善，而且要记得我们是一个家人家庭。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord God, we are humbled again this week today to come to your table and know how much you love us.
主啊，我们谦卑地来到你的面前，来到桌子的面前，因为你何等的爱我们。
We realize there is nothing we have done, there's nothing that we are that deserves to stand here today.
我们知道我们没有做一件事情，我们也没有一样的好处使我们可以站在神的面前。
But that you found it fitting when the time was right to send your son to die for us.
但是时候到了，你就差遣你的爱子来为我们受死。
That we might become the adopted children of the Lord.
所以我们可以成为神的儿女。
Jesus, we don't have words to thank you enough, but here we are. We want to taste you. We want to eat of you, be filled with you, and experiencing you today.
Amen. 主啊，我们没有什么更好的话说，但是我们现在就要来吃你、喝你、经历你，来享受你。
Lord Jesus, as we take, as we eat today, help us to know more fully your life, your death, your resurrection.
Amen.
主啊，当我们在这里吃你、喝你的时候，你让我们更深的来认识你，认识你的生，认识你的死和你的复活。
Help us to know your amazing love, this amazing love of the Father for us.
主啊，帮助我们来更认识你奇妙的大爱，还有天父对我们的大爱。
We give this time into your hands. In your name we pray.
我们把以下的时间交在你的手中，奉主耶稣的名祷告，阿门。